This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. Prime Minister Narendra Modi held a bilateral meeting with Russian President Vladimir Putin in Kazan on the sidelines of the 16th BRICS summit this afternoon. During his meeting, Prime Minister Modi said his recent visits to Russia reflect their close coordination and deep friendship. He said the relations between the two countries will get better with the opening of the new consulate in Kazan. On Russia-Ukraine conflict, Prime Minister Modi reiterated India's stance that the issue should be resolved in a peaceful manner. Prime Minister Modi also held a bilateral meeting with Iranian President Masoud Pezeshkian in Kazan on the sidelines of BRICS summit. Prime Minister Modi reached the Russian city this afternoon on a two-day visit to take part in the BRICS summit beginning tomorrow. The theme of the summit is strengthening multilateralism for just global development and security. India and Singapore have agreed to enhance industry cooperation, especially in domains such as automation and artificial intelligence. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh and Singapore's Minister of Defence Ang Eng Hen co-chaired the 6th India-Singapore Defence Ministerial Dialogue in New Delhi today. Both ministers also agreed to extend the bilateral agreement on joint military training for the next 5 years. The filing of nominations has begun for the second phase of assembly elections in Jharkhand and single-phase election in Maharashtra with the issuance of notifications today. Voting in the two states will be held on the 20th of next month. In Jharkhand, 38 constituencies will go to polls in this phase, while in Maharashtra, polling will take place for all 288 assembly seats. Nomination process for the first phase of the Jharkhand assembly elections has also gained momentum. Polling for the first phase will take place on the 13th of November. The notification for the assembly polls in Maharashtra and the by-poll for the Nanded Lok Sabha seat was issued today. Union Minister of Road, Transport and Highways Nitin Gadkari today conducted a review meeting in New Delhi to assess the progress of key national highway projects in Assam, Sikkim and Mizoram. Mr. Gadkari reviewed the progress of 57 national highway projects spanning over 1,000 kilometers in Assam. The discussion centered on accelerating the pace of mobility infrastructure while ensuring sustainability and cost efficiency. The meeting highlighted the urgency of expediting infrastructure development with a focus on sustainability and cost efficiency. In Jammu and Kashmir, Lieutenant Governor Manoj Sinha visited Gagangir in the Gandharbal district of Central Kashmir to interact with officers and review the security measures at the project site. 7 innocent civilians were brutally killed by terrorists at Gagangir recently. During his visit, the Lieutenant Governor chaired a meeting with the officers from various departments and directed that the security grid should be further strengthened to ensure zero terror incidents in order to promote rapid social and economic development. India and Pakistan have agreed to extend the validity of the agreement on Sri Kartarpur Sahib Corridor for a further period of 5 years. The agreement had been signed on 24th of October in 2019 to facilitate the visit of pilgrims from India to Gurdwara Darbar Sahib Kartarpur, Pakistan, through the Kartarpur Sahib Corridor and was valid for a period of 5 years. Ministry of External Affairs in a statement said that extension of the validity of this agreement will ensure uninterrupted operation of the corridor for use by the pilgrims from India to visit the Holy Gurudwara in Pakistan. The severe cyclonic storm Dana is gaining strength in the Bay of Bengal and is heading towards the Odisha coast at 4 km per hour with a landfall expected on the intervening night of this Thursday and Friday. Dana is anticipated to make landfall between Bhitarkanika in Kendrapada and Bhadrak or Balasore off the Odisha coast. The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has said that the severe cyclonic storm is expected to strike the Odisha coast with wind speeds of 100 to 110 km per hour, gusting up to 120 km per hour at the time of landfall. Meanwhile, in response to the upcoming cyclone, Indian Railways have cancelled multiple train services to ensure passenger safety. And that is the end of this news bulletin.